We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move? Why don't you move to
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Hey, Don.
Tony, you're back.
I know. I finally got the mic issue resolved from last week.
Would you say you got it resolved, or you just went out and bought a new one?
I just went out and bought a new one. My mic died. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Now, see, that's funny, because we all bought our mics at the same time.
Well, yeah, well, I think mine
did you buy yours at the same time?
Yeah, we bought about the same time.
Yours takes a beating? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, like it's falling down. When I moved, it kind of got shuffled around. So it's been a problem.
Well, maybe you should take better care of your audio equipment so that the world's best podcast can consistently be produced in a timely fashion.
And speaking of the world's best podcast, which I firmly believe this one is, I'm surprised the Don song didn't get more recognition.
All right, this is me in the recording lab all by myself.
Oh, man.
I thought it was hilarious.
I listened to it. I laughed, but then again, I'm laughing during the song.
Jeremy thought I had mentioned the F word way too much.
And I don't cuss that much on the show. Jeremy does.
Yeah, balls deep. Oh, man.
But it's a good drop, so I decided to use it.
I guess the question is, are we going to have a Jeremy song and a Tony song?
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to follow up. But we'll see. I used the beat to the Pharrell.
Pharrell, yeah.
So,
oh, I didn't hit record. My bad.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Oh, man.
Turns out it takes hours to do that because I'm slow at producing. I don't know if I really want to do it again.
But now, if our fans wanted to download the Don song, could they do that? Maybe that's why it hasn't caught on.
Man. You know, I don't think we've actually said it. Maybe I'll put up as its own thing.
Oh, man.
On the podcast site.
All right, I got to turn it off. It's driving me crazy.
And we'll see what happens.
All right. I don't need to hear myself in a song. I can hear myself all day long.
I went to the grocery store yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went in. I had to go at my usual time, 7:30 a.m., because I'm mentally ill. And I'm like a 90-year-old man trapped in a 38-year-old guy's body. So I get there. I go to Whole Foods. And I'm checking out. And the guy's like, hey, how's your weekend going so far? I'm like, well, first off, I'm here at 7:30 a.m., so clearly my Friday night wasn't that great. And my Saturday's probably not kicking off to that all that amazing either because it's 7:30 in the morning.
And I'm at a grocery store.
It was awful. But man, what a Saturday you had, Don.
I did. Did you open the show? I don't know. I don't think you opened the show.
Another episode, Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, and Don.
Why is Jeremy's microphone turned off?
I don't know. He's not really talking much. He's just eating his fast snacks and hanging out. Jeremy's on vacation this week.
Wow. Now, why do we do shows when Jeremy's on vacation?
I don't know. This is now back-to-back weeks where it's just a two-man show. Mm. So we'll see. We'll see which one's better, the one last week with you and Jeremy or the one this week with you and me.
I do have to say that last week's show with you calling in, that was a hoot.
Oh, man.
You were very witty, and you were very engaging, and you were actually just very annoying and bitter.
Well, that was after about four Highland Gaelic ales.
You keep talking about these beers that you're drinking down there, and I don't think anybody knows anything about them. We just drink Miller Lite up here.
I only drink Asheville beers now. I'm a snob.
Do you go to a liquor store? Are you able to buy that stuff? Like, is there like just a liquor store that has local beverages?
Well, I mean, they sell everything, but you feel like a schmuck when you go out there and you buy some PBR when they have like this craft beer.
Well, good PBR is not too bad every now and then.
Yeah, if you're poor. You're poor at PBR. And actually, you know what the worst part is that PBR is not even cheap anymore because hipsters drink it.
That's
like
thing.
$4 for a can of PBR. You're like, what? It's ridiculous.
That's the same thing with the National Bohemian. National Bohemian. Otherwise known as the Natty Bows.
So you were at the Polish Festival yesterday.
We took the family to the Maryland Polka Festival. to celebrate my family's heritage.
Oh, man. Just replace the current event.
So this could be the new news theme.
I think so. Try it out today.
So you don't remember this song, the Pennsylvania Polka?
I don't. You said it was from something, right?
It's from Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, I don't remember it. What was the scene?
Everyone has the mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. That was actually the physical lines from that song. Everyone has the mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Now, was this packed yesterday?
Define packed.
Elbow room only, barely.
In the line for food.
And that was it. What about give me the setup? How was the setup right there? People right,
so
there.
They were apparently kicked.
Vendors.
There's vendors. They were apparently kicked out of Baltimore City because Baltimore City wanted to charge them too much money, for setup and all that type of stuff. They apparently used to have it in the city very often, and so this year I think it coincides with Artscape. So Artscape is still being held in the city, whereas this the Polka Festival has moved itself out to Timonium, out to the fairgrounds out in Timonium. So it's in one building. There
which is kind of sad because the fairgrounds is a pretty large area.
Yeah. So
it's in one building.
It's in one building. Food vendors like on the left hand side, and then people selling trinkets, you know, kind of up front. I did tweet from the event, and our great U.S. Senator Babs Mikulski, she was there, sent a nice picture out of her. Now, that was the pottery area, so there's a lot of, I guess there's a lot of demand for Polish pottery. Now, I don't think the pottery was made in Poland. I believe that it was made right here in Baltimore.
Now, do you know if it was Barbara Mikulski or was it just like a 3'7" dwarf walking around?
Well, now that's another interesting thing, right? So she was there and she has this guy that's there with her and follows her around everywhere. So she's just, you know, she's talking to a few people. She's out looking at what's going on at the festival. And this guy's like, I guess he's the brains behind the operation. He also carries with him a step stool. So there is a, you know, there's literally, you know, an older man, very tall, that's got, you know, her calendar and a folder with, you know, everything that, you know, she's going to be doing for the day. I guess the itinerary and the agenda, yada, yada, yada. And he's carrying a step stool so that in case, terrible. I guess, she's got to get up and speak at something, she can do that.
So do you think this guy is also security, or is he just like her?
I was looking for a gun of some sort, and I did not see one. I'm not going to say that, you know, there wasn't one there, but you know, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously, you know, I would say he's probably like her chief of staff, if that makes sense. You know, he's doing the agenda, the itinerary, and I guess taking care and making sure that she's protected. I just would like to have seen, like, you know. Some sort of like a scene from The Bodyguard.
Now, so at what point do you have all the hot chicks walking around the Polish festival? I mean, it just had to be swarmed with them, right?
Right. What festival were you talking about again? Because that's certainly not the festival that I attended yesterday. There were a lot of Polish people there. And really, I'm starting to not be able to tell the difference between a Polish person and just somebody from Baltimore.
Well, that's all. I mean, I don't know. How would you not? It's the same, right?
I see. I'm wondering why we didn't celebrate the great life of the Pulaski family. You know,
dude, I'll tell you what.
The Pulaski family, you know, they had a whole highway named after them over there, you know, Pulaski Highway. You know, why we didn't have some sort of a celebration there.
Thank you. You know, you think they would bring that up, right?
You think that they would. I mean, there's a huge, you know, Polish population up there. But we had some pierogies.
All right. I usually have those.
Yes. Now, see, my wife's family some of her cousins. They've gotten into the sausage business. So,
how do you get in the sausage business?
You apparently in your living
Are they
up room,
Baltimore accents also?
Yeah. Apparently, you're
gonna make some sausage. We'll put it up on the market, dude. We can get it over there at the Foyle Farms. We'll be set.
They don't mass produce it. They do it for these festivals and stuff like that. It's actually pretty good sausage. Not gonna lie, but yeah. So they were there. So we had to partake in some of their sausage. They were very nice to us, by the way. Very, very good, good food there. And then we went over.
Not like Pollock Johnny's, but no. They already took the name, so we call ourselves Pollock Shins. That's all we do. We sell all the festivals in the area. We got the Glen Burnie Yawka Festival. That's where they celebrate the Yawk. If you ain't heard of the Yawk, you need to look it up.
I tell you,
in the street in Baltimore.
I'm telling you, there's got to be a mafia association somehow, somewhere.
A Baltimore Polish mafia?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of that, like, that kind of goes on, and you know, there's that, like, apparently next weekend is the German festival, so I might be home by myself next weekend. I'll have to let you know. And if I am home by myself next weekend, I'll be going to the German festival by myself. And so, like, they were going to go set up at the German festival. Like, no, man, we can't do that. We got, you know, there's another vendor, and you know, they just they don't really want us. They don't want us setting up there. So, I mean, it was like a whole, like, mafia sort of conversation.
What you're saying is there's an underbelly.
Yeah, there's like a territory. There's like a territory. Like, hey, you know what? We don't step on you. You don't step on us. You kind of stay your ground. We'll stay our ground. You know what I mean? You know, huh? So there's kind of like that underlying thing there.
I'm telling you, add that to the list of voices and accents, Don. You got Jerry Seinfeld and your mom.
Man, I can't wait for Jerry Seinfeld to star in the Sopranos remake. Can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, man. So I'm off Facebook, Don. I'm done.
Yeah, so tell me why.
I just, you know, I found that I, on a daily basis, if I were to count up the hours that I spent on Facebook, it's a good 6 hours. I was... It's a lot of time. Since I've given up Facebook, I've gotten like a ton of things accomplished each day.
Now, what do you mean by what are you doing on Facebook that was taking up so much time?
That's the problem. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just like reading the news feed and getting annoyed by my friends that I'm friends with. And then I would click on to see more of their comments that I can be annoyed by. It was all about basically feeding my annoyance level.
Now, have you officially, like, closed your account, or did you
deactivate it?
You did.
If I log back in, by sign in, it automatically activates me again. But if you look for me, I should be, like, nowhere to be found.
Oh. So now driving our customers to driving our listeners to our Facebook page, we're now telling them that they shouldn't waste their time.
No, definitely go to our Facebook page. However, you will only see 2/3 of Radio for Winners host actually on the Facebook.
We got to work on the modulation of your microphone. It's all over the place.
Oh, man. What are we going to set up? Well, that's because I have Parkinson's, so my head's shaking. One thing I also was on Facebook is I have there's Kenilworth Residents, where is where I live, and it's like a page devoted to all the residents of where I live, and it was an extreme amount of drama, and it was kind of annoying. So that kind of led me to just quit Facebook in general because of these people, because I realized I hate my neighbors.
Well, see, now I like the new – I mean, it's not a new feature. I just maybe – I don't do anything from a computer. Like, I don't log into Twitter on a computer. I don't log into Facebook on a computer. I do read a lot of people's feeds and stuff like that, like on Facebook. But I don't post anything very rarely on there. And Twitter, you all obviously realize that I'm not very good at that either. The fact that you can search by people who are local – around your area, you know, people who are tweeting within a 5-mile radius of where you're at. I just like to see that because I want to see if I see my stupid neighbors that are on Twitter and, you know, that are tweeting stupid, you know, comments out about politics and stuff like that. That's what I always like to see. Like, hey, I know Jim. He, you know, he likes to get the mail. He's a very nice guy, but then it turns out he's a staunch Republican and really hates Democrats. So that's what I'd like to find out.
Do you like your neighbors, or are you annoyed by them?
Yes, no, I like my neighbors for the most part. There's a few that we don't talk to very often, but for the most part, no, I enjoy my neighbors.
had a neighbor give me bear advice.
I'm sorry?
Well, there's black bears here in Asheville.
There's black bears here in Maryland too. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they're like walking across our parking lot. So
they're walking across your parking lot?
Yeah, yeah. Like they're literally in our backyard. So this neighbor saw one of these bears the other night, and she gave me advice if I were to encounter a bear, what I should do.
You've run from side to side.
Well, let me just give you what they actually tell you you're supposed to do. You're supposed to back away slowly.
That's it. By the way, I just described what to do if you need to run away from an alligator.
If the bear follows you, then that's when you stand firm. What you're not supposed to do, and what this woman told me I should do, is I should act like a bear and try to scare the bear by acting like a bear, hunching up, and then making bear noises.
She said to do that or do not
do
that?
Yeah, she said to do that. That's how you get rid of the bear, by acting like a bear.
Can you let me know? Let me know when you do that.
Well, yeah.
Because
I
think we could get some equipment into the hospital that you'll be in for rehab as you need a new arm and a new leg. Yeah, I don't why would you do that?
Are bears, I'm going to follow the advice where I walk back slowly and get away from the bear.
Are bears fast?
They can run up to 30 miles per hour.
Okay. All right. All right. See, now they say I used the alligator thing earlier because my parents live down in Florida. And alligators are apparently very, very fast, like running in a straight line. But they'll follow you. You know, like if you run side to side, they'll try to run side to side. So they say to run from side to side, and they'll try to chase you, and they're very slow when they try to do that. So you try to trick the alligator.
So all right.
My thing is that I try to steer clear of all the places that would have alligators.
Well, the only way I can get rid of the bear thing is if I move.
They have stupid people down there that go swimming in the swamps down there. Like, oh man, nice watering hole down here. Let me go swimming. And all of a sudden their buddy Billy doesn't resurface because Billy just got eaten by an alligator. Like, why don't you just go to one of the 8 gazillion beaches that your peninsula state is a part of and maybe swim in the ocean where there are no alligators. Now I get it, there's sharks and all that type of stuff. But, you know, do you really need to go swimming in the murky, you know, waters of the backwoods of Florida just to get your kicks? I don't understand that.
I don't know. I think, yeah, that's pretty retarded.
Yeah. Now, we have bears here in Maryland. They come down out of the woods. We've seen them. You know where we've seen them? Down here in Arbutus.
Oh,
We've seen our fair share of black bears down here in Arbutus.
All I'm saying is you want to attract the biggest bears. You make some sausage. You'll find them at the festivals.
Should we do a couple
current events, Don?
We can. I mean, speaking of accents, you're working on your accents. Very, your impression's very good. Very good job. Very good job.
I gotta get my southern one down.
All right. I mean, I don't have any music for.
Just do the polka one. I'll try to read it like Jeremy does, but it won't be the same.
All right. Here you
go. Hey, a Hamilton, Ohio man is facing charges. Yeah, it didn't work because there's no like build up.
Yeah, there's no, that doesn't.
All right. Yeah, current events, you can stop. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, he does do the event actually with the.
Yeah, he does. All right. So, Don, I want to get your opinion on this article because you have two daughters.
I do.
A Hamilton, Ohio dad is facing charges for egging on his 13-year-old daughter in a fight against a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
And it was on video.
Okay.
These two girls are fighting, and the dad is like 4 feet away, like going, scratch your eyeballs out.
Yeah. So that guy should go to jail.
So you're telling me that you're not going to help out, or you're not going to, you know, like rally up your daughters if they're ever in a physical altercation.
You mean rile up my daughters? No, I don't think so. I think it would probably be my job to put an end to the fight. I mean, that's just what common sense would tell us to do. But
like he's like right there, 4 feet away.
Rip her head off! Rip her head off!
Punch her in the cage!
Punch her
Punch her in the gut.
I don't think we should do that.
Our next current event, and we're not going to do music.
That damn it, I had the music all keyed up. Oh, that was good.
Hey, you're on Reddit, right?
What do you mean by I'm on Reddit? I mean,
you're constantly on Reddit, jacking off and reading posts.
I am not doing, but I do occasionally go onto Reddit to read things on Reddit.
Well, there's this woman who recently posted on Reddit for advice. This actually works. Because she's heading on a business trip for 10 days, and she got an email when she was like in the taxi heading to the airport from her husband, who says he won't miss her when she's gone. And then he attached a spreadsheet of all the times he initiated sex in the last month. With the excuse as to why she turned him down.
He put that in an Excel spreadsheet?
Yeah, and sent it to her.
Is there a template for that? Because instead of just starting one myself, I thought maybe I'd just use the same template that he has.
They had sex 3 times in 7 weeks.
Okay.
And out of and only 3 times out of 27 attempts.
Three out of 27.
Do you keep asking? Like every single day afterwards? Wouldn't you just be like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna go.
I'm gonna go somewhere else. Yeah. I enjoy the fact that he created a spreadsheet. I love a good spreadsheet. I'm great with the spreadsheets. I just think that's very creative. Now, did he insert some like a pie chart and like a graph or anything like that? Because that would be great too.
Actually, he gave the reasons. No graphs, but one of the bigger reasons is that she feels sweaty and gross.
Okay.
And then on 6/10, and this was curious enough, she wrote, he wrote that they had sex on 6/10. And then on June 11th, her rejection reason when she said no is, I'm still feeling a bit tender from yesterday.
Wow.
Which, at that point, I'd be kind of cool with it. You know, I'd probably go jack off and then pat myself on the back. I mean, that's a great rejection.
Yeah, but
reason.
See, what he had, though, is he had statistical information that showed that he was going to get rejected. He already knew that he was going to get rejected based off the stats that he's already gathered.
So he's hoping for the rejection.
He's hoping for the rejection to be able to add it to the statistics. He had plotted
that.
He had a line graph that would tell him when the perfect time would be to strike, to hit gold, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I wonder if he did. I wonder if he was able to filter that, and what was the most successful day in time.
Well, it certainly isn't June 11th.
Oh, man. How much time do we have left, Don?
Oh, we got about 10 minutes here, Tone.
Cool. I got some more topics for you.
You got more topics?
No more current events, though. No. In fact, I'm going to leave the current events to Jeremy because I cannot read.
Oh, yeah. We got to find a way to get some better music because the Pennsylvania polka was just not.
I was trying to do the whole like where you talk real fast like Jeremy does and then like hit that stinger at the end before the post.
See? You can't replace Jeremy. Can't replace Jeremy. You can replace me. Can't replace Jeremy on the show.
Hey, so I was thinking since we're going to expand some segments, we have the current events. We have fat snacks every once in a while. How about we get some guests, celebrity guests?
All right.
We've talked about this in email. I don't think we've ever really talked about who we should book, though.
Have we not talked about it? I've got a few.
We talked about the Ultimate Warrior when he passed away because he was on my guest list.
Yes, so he was on your guest list, and then he died literally 5 days later. I mean, it was literally an email conversation. He died 5 days later.
Based on that, I want to book Putin.
Okay.
And
look at you with the politics, pulling out some political names there. Nice.
Okay, so... I thought Richard Simmons would be a possible guest.
So that's who's on my list. I think we could get him. And see, and now that's that. You know, getting back to him, if you don't follow him, I actually follow him on Facebook now because your wife was following him on Facebook. His pictures are phenomenal.
Saw those, and the question is, has he ever dressed like a man?
Never. Never. And he's got makeup on from top to bottom.
Like, what's going on there?
See, I don't know if he's ever come out of the closet or not, but, I mean, somebody's got to start asking. But just being on Facebook to follow him is worth it to me.
I don't know.
I could spend 6 hours looking at him.
So I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Richard Simmons on my list, too. Okay.
All right. What about the Grease Man?
Yeah, that would just be very sad. I mean, not as sad.
I think he's retired now.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he was forced into retirement. I mean, it's not as sad as us doing a podcast in a garage, but
he wasn't really forced in. I mean, after he had the multiple firings for making racial jokes, yeah. he started buying his own time, much like I did on actually the same station, WMET.
WMET.
In DC. And,
broadcasting live on top of the World Building in downtown Silver Spring.
I actually have a copy of the recording. We're going to play it between it's between the first show that you and Jeremy appeared when I was hosting it with Muma.
Yep.
So I'm going to bring that in. I'll play that at some point.
You don't have the one that Jeremy and I did by ourselves?
No, I couldn't find that when I looked for it. I think it because there's a different time slot. It didn't record in the system that they use. But no, unfortunately.
Very sad.
I know.
Very sad. But yeah, he could buy time. But yeah, I would, you know, I would interview him.
All right. Who else?
Love to get Barbara Mikulski in here.
All right. I think she's a possible get, right? What's going on besides eating Polish sausage and stepping on step stools?
She loves it. And the good news is that she comes to the Beat Lab to do the interview.
How racist do you think she is? She's got to be racist, right?
No, she's from Baltimore.
She's that good-hearted. I just don't think so.
She's born on Eaton Street over there in North Baltimore, you know, over there by Natty Bow Building. Long time ago. Senator Baz Mikulski.
Back in 1930. She's like 80.
She's like 100 years old.
All right, so we have
Richard Simmons, we have Barbara Mikulski, we have the Grease Man,
James Garner.
James, R.I.P. James Garner. R.I.P. That was good. That was nice. Any more wrestlers you want to interview before they all croak and die?
Well, that's the problem, is they will probably all croak and die literally days before they're scheduled to appear. But
now, this is just a list of celebrities we think that we could get.
I think we could actually get a few wrestlers, because there's a mutual friend of your wife and mine that we used to work with, and I think that actually works for WWE now.
He does, yes.
If he still works there, he might be able to get an ad of someone. But then again, you know, I guess it's up to the wrestler to be like, yeah, I want to appear on a podcast of like four listeners. How's that going to benefit my career? But we'll see. We'll always try.
I mean, there's nobody watching their career now anyway.
Man.
For many of them. For many. Many, many, many. You know, I'm trying to think. I'd love to get Don Scott on here.
Recently retired Don Scott.
He's retired, so I think that we could probably get Don Scott. You know, he's probably looking for something to do, you know, on a part-time basis just to get out of that house.
Have him do current events.
We could have Don Scott come in here do current events. God, wouldn't it be great if we had Don Scott do current events on our podcast?
Wow, he came in live in studio.
Live in studio.
Hot marks and all.
We could play the Channel 13 theme song in the background, and he could just read current events.
Now, would you freak out if he took his hand, he rubbed his face with his pockmarks, and he let you put on your forehead? Would you be worried that your forehead would break out in pockmarks?
No, that's fine. I'd be terrified. That is fine. That's fine.
I'd be absolutely terrified. What about the Ravens owner? All you got to do is send him the picture of that the Ravens.
Steve Bisciani. I've got to clean up the Beat Lab a little bit, but let me get the Beat Lab clean up, then we'll do that. We'll send him a, hey, do you want to join our podcast? I'm right around the corner from your house.
And then what we got to do is find out where he lives, and then we can just ask his neighbor to appear, and then we can ask him all the questions about the owner.
You know who else lives close to me is none other than nationally syndicated Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak.
Does he actually still live in Sferna Park?
Yeah, he's got a He's got a huge house.
Where does he live?
Over, you know, where
are all these really expensive? I know they're all expensive there, but where's the house that's like...
Not on my side of the street, if you know what I mean, huh? They live on the other side of the tracks. Over on the high school side, there's a lot of alcoves over there. Right on the water, little islands.
Oh, yeah. They're all gated.
Yes. So oh, they are places. Very much gated. Very much gated. Some I think you need to take a boat to.
Any D-level celebrities? One that I would like to interview that I think we could get just based on the fact that they're willing to do anything is Tony Danza. Why would he not appear?
Is he still teaching school in New Jersey? Tony Danza goes to Newark, New Jersey and teaches in the toughest schools. Yeah, let's get Tony Danza.
I think that lasted one season. Or was that like a mini series? I'm not sure what that was.
I think he was actually teaching and then they went and followed him.
Nah. All right.
Yeah. Well, we could get Tony Danza.
That's quite a list here. So should we divide this up? Yeah, Jeremy want to have on? I guess he'd want to have on somebody that paints miniatures who's a celebrity, right?
Somebody from the Dungeons & Dragons world that we don't understand.
We have the guy who created the third edition rules.
Do you know the drummer from Garage Metal Door Band? You know that guy? I'm like, no, I don't know that guy.
This is the guy from Ice Earth. Richard Christie from Howard Stern Show.
Hi. Oh, see, that was my Richard Christie impression.
That wasn't bad. Not bad.
All right, Tim. We're coming up to the end here. You got anything else you need to get out before next episode?
I've officially hit the trifecta of douchiness.
Well, you've done that many times in the past, but let me see why your reasons that you feel are that you hit it at this point.
For my birthday gift, my wife signed me up for CrossFit. And that starts next month, the beginning lessons.
At the beginning lessons.
Yeah, you have to take like a month-long course to make sure you don't kill yourself before you actually start the real classes.
See, so, I need you to be back on Facebook by then because I need to see these pictures posted to Facebook. You know, you working out after a nice, you know, long, CrossFit, what do they call it, lesson.
I'll be posting my wads, man.
I need you to post pictures of you, selfies in the bathroom, you know, with no shirt on, sweaty. Did I just say I need you to post selfie pictures of you sweaty?
I've been drinking a lot of cheer wine since I've been down here, so I've gained like a good 20 pounds.
Well,
so I definitely need to.
Let's probably put that cheer wine to rest there. But good luck with the CrossFit.
And then one last thing, I guess, while we wrap up. Should I or should I not? I have a beast race scheduled, Spartan race scheduled in October. It's 13 miles. So I'm thinking I was going to run that, and then there's a super Spartan the next day. It's 8 miles. I was going to run them both back-to-back.
So you're going to run both back-to-back?
Yeah, 13 miles and 8 miles.
Now, if there was a way for you to get an extra medal out of it, I would definitely do it. But if you're only going to get 2 medals, one from each of the events, then it's not really worth
it. The best thing is I would get a third special medal.
Then there you go. Then just because of that, you go ahead and you do that to get your third special medal.
I'm 38 and I'm trapping with a 9-year-old's mentality.
You can hang those on your
special medal. I got to do it.
Hang those on your cork board. In your bedroom.
All right, Don.
All right, Tony.
Wraps up another episode of Radio for Winners. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.